Morley.
It's 12 past four. Well, Matilda Touré will be interviewed by the Ministry of Social Development next week after her admission that she lied to Work and Income. The Green Party co-leader spoke to a fraud investigator from the ministry today after she sent them a letter saying she would fully cooperate with an investigation. Matilda Touré is with me now. Hello to you, Ms. Touré.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Very well. So what did the investigator talk to you about today?
So he just rang to say that they had received my letter, that that there was an investigation underway and that it would be good to meet. We'll be meeting sometime next week. We haven't confirmed an exact time yet. It was good to have the first conversation. The first meeting, I guess, will be where they set out the parameters of what they're going to do. I don't know any details about that yet.
Did he suggest you the sort of information that you would need to recall ahead of this meeting?
No. They did acknowledge that, it was some time ago. But they will. I assume they will have information with them when we do meet, and then we'll go through that. But I think they'll probably want to describe the process from here and the how they undertake the investigation. And that's all totally fair enough.
Have you taken legal advice on this?
No, I haven't. I did it before I went public because it wouldn't have made any difference. I'll wait till I see them before I consider whether legal advice is necessary or not. But I always knew that there would be an investigation as a result of my disclosure. So none of this is a surprise. I expected this to happen.
At the time when you were claiming a benefit and receiving income from boarders or mm-hmm. flatmates, was the father of your daughter providing you with financial assistance as well?
No. So I've been asked a bit about this in recent days. I'm happy to talk about my circumstances and what I did and why. I was sole parent of the baby, but I'm not. I don't want to talk about other people. I think that they are entitled to their privacy. So I was a sole parent, and that's why I was receiving the sole parent support. Well, the DPBs it was in those days.
It is an interesting point, and we aren't disclosing the identity of the father of your daughter, but it is relevant, I think, as to whether or not you were receiving income from him at the time as well.
Well, I think this is one of the issues around the particular concern, I think, for solo mothers, is that solo mothers have their personal lives investigated to a greater degree than anybody, and particularly their intimate personal lives. And
but this is financial, though, Ms. Touré. No, it's financial as opposed to intimate. Yeah. And if you're going to come out and say, I did this, then people are going to ask, well, did the father provide you with funding as well?
So what I've said is that I was solely financially responsible for my baby. I was the sole parent, and so I was entitled to the DPB at the time.
That doesn't answer the question, Ms. Touré.
Well, because I'm not going to engage in a conversation about other people. So what?
It's really about what you receive, though. That's the question. Yeah. Did you receive, opposed to him or his identity?
From particular people now. I've always said that my baby's father and his family were very supportive of me, particularly because they knew that I was working so hard to get off the benefit. But I'm not prepared to disclose any personal details about our relationships, because I think that is private, actually. I was entitled to receive the domestic purposes benefit at the time because I was sole parent and responsible for a baby.
Absolutely, you were entitled.
That's right. So
let me put it this way then to you, if I can. Did you receive income outside of the DPB and from boarders or flatmates at that time? Did you receive any other form of income?
No, what I was doing, I lived in five different flats during the time that I was on the DPB. And in three of those flats, I had extra flatmates. So they were contributing to the rent.
And any other income outside of that?
Which was bringing the rent down. And that was what I did that broke the rules. Other than that, I was confined with one.
At the same time, I suspect the Ministry of Social Development will want to know this information as well. You were receiving income that way. They were contributing to rent. Were you also receiving financial assistance, not going through social welfare from other source?
What I did that broke the rules was I had flatmates that I didn't declare, which meant that they were contributing to the rent, so my proportion of the rent was lower.
Okay.
So that's how it worked. Yeah.
While you were on the benefit, you know, you campaigned for political parties as well, yet you didn't seek paid part-time work at the time. Why was that?
So engaging in political activity, I'd been doing that for quite a long time, and I have for the last 30 years. There was very little work involved in campaigning for politics at the time. It certainly wasn't anything like a job. There was no payment made. It certainly didn't take up much time. And it couldn't, because, frankly, I was extremely busy taking care of my baby and studying for law school. Those were my two priorities. But I've always been a political person and engaged in political activity.
Green Party co-leader Matidia Touré, appreciate your time this afternoon on the program. It's coming up 4:18.